Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. I'm visiting with Lynn Spies, and she's the librarian at the Audubon High School. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning.
Lynn, we're not going to talk about books this morning. We're going to talk about dancing.
That's right. You're
lead the Audubon High School dance group. So give me a little bit of background and history about how that got started.
Audubon Dancing, this is my 21st year coaching. I believe it's Audubon Dance Team has been in existence for 25 years. I took the program over when it was fairly young. It's really changed over the last 21 years that I've been coaching and in charge of the program. We now participate at state, and we have males on our dance team now, which we did not have up until about 8 or 10 years ago.
So I was wondering, when you have quite a few males on the team, if the TV program Dancing with the Stars made any difference. But since it's been going on that long, maybe not.
It has. It's interesting to see the young men that go out for dance team. They are, you know, very, very talented, very good athletes. I have to give them that.
Well, one time I saw, and I'm sure you know, that dancing maybe requires more bodily function, muscle skills than a lot of other sports do.
Yes, it does. It's a lot of coordination.
Yeah, a lot of the entire body.
Right.
So what kinds of dance do you do?
Well, it's not so much the style as what the music, and the music dictates a lot. At state, we do three categories. The girls do a lights category, which is using some kind of lighting. We have light sticks. We do a co-ed, and that can vary anything from country to jazz. It depends on the selection of music. It's pretty open, broad spectrum there as far as the co-ed level. And then the all-male is also, we did a song one year that was 70s-based, and we did some hustle moves and some dance moves from the 70s. We do some very current, trendy music now. This group really likes to move and do some stunts, these young men. So it depends on the music. It depends on the category. Mm-hmm. We're doing a father-daughter dance coming up with our Dance with the Stars. It's country. So there's a lot of different aspects that dictate what kind of dance we are doing and the music.
You know, and you mentioned learning some of the moves from the 70s. Is the group interested in kind of going back and seeing some of that old stuff?
They are. I do think Dancing with the Stars has kind of peaked some different dance styles as opposed to whatever they're doing at dances or wherever they dance now.
Mm-hmm.
I had some girls doing the box step the other day. They were teaching one another. I have no idea where they learned it from, but, you know, they thought it was pretty cool. They wanted to do a waltz. I had somebody ask if we could do a samba with the dads, and I was like, well, I don't know if that's a safe move.
So talk a little more about this father dance thing. What's that all about?
It's kind of a tradition I started back probably 10 or 12 years ago, and it's usually we do it the last home basketball game of the season. But I had a couple of girls say that their dads and moms wanted to be part of Dancing with the Stars. Not the moms, but the moms wanted to see the dads.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the dances that will be performed on November 15th when we do our Dancing with the Stars up here at Audubon High School is the father-daughter dance. We will also do it at the end of the basketball season for one of the last home performances. But it involves the young ladies, and it's usually their dad. Sometimes it's a little brother or some other significant male if, you know, dad is not available or can't be to practices and learn the dance. It's a lot of fun. The audience loves it, and it sometimes pulls at the heartstrings, too, because, you know, it's always kind of special when dads and daughters dance.
Mm-hmm. And do they get to pick their song and their style?
No.
Ah.
I choose it.
This is the contest part.
Yeah. Well, this is the part where I have to choose it to the ability, and the girls are usually very open on how talented their dads are when it comes to dancing. So
I think you get some brave dads there, I think.
Yeah, they are very brave, and we have to give them credit for getting up in front of a basketball crowd and now our Dancing with the Stars crowd to get out there and dance.
Okay. Maybe just talk a bit more about Dancing with the Stars. Who are the stars?
Well, we're still working on some of the stars. We don't let the cat out of the bag as far as our stars till the night of. We have four stars. They're usually local community members or somebody that people will recognize the name or the individual. I choreograph and help choose the music with the star and one of my young ladies. I did one year have a young man dance with a female from the community, and we choreographed it, and they ended up winning. So
works both ways,
yes,
Lynn.
It does.
Yeah, so we're visiting with Lynn Spies about the Ottoman High School dance group. Now, I understand you've said you have both men and women. Who are the seniors on the team?
Seniors this year, I have one young lady, Morgan Gust. This is her third year on dance team. Great leader. I go to Morgan for a lot of help and leadership. And then I have six young men. The guys really like to dance. We have our AFS student, Kalisa Nademag, and he is a great little dancer, good addition. Bradley Nissen, Sean Hemmingson, Jonah Kitt, Bo Nickum, and Drew Christensen, who is another new face on the male dance team in co-ed.
All right. Kind of interesting. Some of them have several years of experience. Some of them are brand new, but they jump in and get going on that. Now, I think you told me you have 18 members on the team, and we've mentioned the seven seniors. Who are the others?
I have Seamus Card, Kyle Paulson, Mitchell Nelson are my other young men, and then I have a whole bunch of juniors, Raven Kitt, Cheyenne Earlbeck, Hannah Lang, Elise Denny, Timmery LaFoy, and Jordan Mike, and then one sophomore, Alexis Vecino, as far as girls. So I have a very talented group, and they are involved in a great deal outside of dance team.
And are most of them in sports?
Yes. There's only a handful that is, I can't even think of one that's not involved in some kind of sport and half a dozen other extracurricular activities.
That's sort of the way it goes.
Yes.
Now, let's talk just a little bit about you. How did you know? You said you took over this quite a few years ago. What's your background in dance?
I danced in college at BVU, and I just have always loved to dance. I danced some in high school, and has always intrigued me. And when the opening came open, my husband said, "Go for it," and got the job. And it was kind of a quiet program. They performed a couple of times, and I really kind of went out on a limb here with, you know, the father-daughter dance and the Iowa State Dance Championships in December, which is the biggest high school dance competition in the nation. And we've been competing at that for the last 10 years and always do, you know, I'm always pleased with whatever we get, be it a one or a two, or we've brought home trophies.
Wow.
So it's always, you know, a lot of fun. I enjoy dance. That's the best way to describe it, and the kids.
So how do you go about choreographing? That's always fascinated me.
A lot of it has to do with, you know, at home, if there's a song, the kids, you know, are always have suggestions as far as music. For me, it's got to start rolling through in my imagination. I can see it. If we're using palms, if it's a jazz dance, if we're using light sticks, partner, not partner, a lot of aspects come into it, and then I start choreographing, usually try to do a very easy version, and then I make it harder, which the kids find out. Once they learn the basic dance, then I start throwing in harder steps, some stunts, some harder partner work with the co-ed, the dads too. Some of the dads are a little braver than others, and I let them have a little freedom as far as that dance to be creative.
Okay. Do you put it on paper?
Sometimes I do.
Sometimes.
A lot of it I put in my head.
And then I have to demonstrate and teach and that sort of thing. Now, you mentioned the dance contest. We mentioned the Dancing with the Stars. But you also, they also perform like at the football game, other places?
Yes, we always do the first home football game, which we've already done. We started our season with a 6.5 minute, which is a really long performance. It took us quite a while to choreograph and get this one down. Michael Jackson Salute back in September. And then we perform all throughout the basketball season. We last year performed at an Iowa Wild ice hockey game, and we're going to do that again in March this year. They put down mats, and we dance out there in the middle of the ice.
Wow.
it's, It was a fun experience.
Oh, it sounds like it. Sounds like you have a great time, Absolutely. Lynn, working with all the young people there at the Audubon High School. So we want to thank you, Lynn Spies, for visiting with us about the Audubon High School dance team.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. When love and skill work together, expect a masterpiece.